I remember that in my secondary 5, the summer holiday, and I went to a study trip in England, and I talked to the student who's studying in England. I learned many. I improved my communication skills in English. Yeah, it's my most memorable learning experience.
And then when you came back to Hong Kong and then you finished senior secondary school, how did that experience help you with your studies?
Maybe I think that is the speaking English is totally different from written English. And sometimes when I doing my oral practice in the exam or before the exam, and I could use that kind of skill and not a formal speaking, and it's helped me to speak more fluently.
Great. Another question I have for you is about reading. Do you have a memorable reading experience in English?
I don't like reading, so I don't have experience of reading.
You are interested in design,
yeah,
and also you're doing multimedia as your major. So is there a use for English in either your hobby or your studies?
Yes, I can. When I use some software like Photoshop or Premium, and there are English version, and I'm using, and I need to know about the English term when I use this.
So you actually have to read the instructions, like manuals and things like that?
Yes.
Are there any other kind of textbooks that you also have to read?
Oh, there's no textbook, but when I'm having leisure, there will be a English lies to show us, and some maybe we will surf the internet and find some reference, and most of the references come from our country, so we will read in English.
And how do you imagine using English in the future?
Sorry?
How do you imagine using English in the future?
I don't understand.
Do you think you will have much use for English after you graduate?
After I graduate? Sure, I think I will default into the design work, and maybe I will talk to some firms that who are some come from overseas, and maybe I will use English to present or talk to them.